This is the letter answering department survey of letters, and the subject before us is aborted babies. Will dead or aborted babies be in the resurrection of the dead? And so by dead babies, that's defined as babies that died stillborn. And, of course, aborted babies, babies that were taken out of the womb before they came to full term. As you know, it is God's great master plan to make salvation and eternal life available to every human being who has ever lived or will live in the future. He will resurrect those who die without having had this opportunity. Mr. Herbert W. Armstrong, late pastor general of the Worldwide Church of God, stated that he felt that the spirit in man enters at conception. This is our firm belief also. It was the belief and preaching of Garner Ted Armstrong. If, however, after conception, the zygote, meaning the egg that has been fertilized, has the potential to produce a human life, we would logically conclude that babies who die before they are born will be raised in the second resurrection. We do not know this with 100% certainty. We do know with certainty, however, that God is merciful and with his infinite wisdom will maintain his master plan. Some have asked, just how do you resurrect an aborted fetus? Do resurrected women bear them? I've actually had emails like that saying, where are they going to get all the women to carry all of these aborted babies to term? Actually, we have the answer in both the resurrection and the creation of Adam and Eve. So those are two known things that we have described in the Bible. How did God create Adam? He gave him a body of a young man, which we would conclude would be in the 18 to 30 year range. Of course, we're looking at that through modern day eyes. A 18 to 30 year old in Adam and Eve's day and in those first centuries would have been something far different because they lived for a long time back then. So in your mind's eye, whatever you're seeing as Adam and Eve being, as you would look at him, looking like an 18 to 30 year old, he'd probably look a lot better than anybody that is 18 to 30 years old today. And he gave him language. So he created Adam, created him as a young man. So he didn't invent a woman first and then have Adam be born from the woman. He created Adam from the dust of the ground. And he gave him language and lots of intelligence and knowledge. After all, he had him keep the Garden of Eden and naming all of the animals. We also know that in the resurrection, the second resurrection, everybody gets a new body. And by that I mean either healed and made like new or entirely new. It will not matter if they live to be 100 years old or died in an atomic bomb blast, vaporized. They will get a new body. Therefore, the aborted babies will be raised in young bodies and will have all of the needed knowledge and intelligence and to function and immediately enter into the salvation process. They will be reunited with their parents. Remember that at the return of Christ and going into the second resurrection, we all have a new language, Zephaniah 3:9. Clearly, we will not all go to school to learn this language. We will be given the absolute knowledge of this language immediately. So if we're going to be given that kind of knowledge immediately, plus all of true history, we're going to have a full concept of what the Bible has to say, and we'll know it perfectly. If you don't know the Bible perfectly now, you'll know it perfectly as a spirit being. The people that are being raised up into physical bodies, they will be given knowledge of history. Their minds will be opened up to the Word of God. It will be instantaneous. They will have this new language. They will have whole plethora of new knowledge and wisdom and understanding, because the first thing Jesus will want to do, both with his return and at that second resurrection time, where these billions of people will be resurrected into these new bodies, is to bring them into the salvation process. So all of these things will happen. So knowing this, couldn't be any other way, it's easy to use spirit-driven conclusion and spirit-driven knowledge based on all of these concepts and descriptions that we have in the Bible, that God would bring up these aborted and stillborn babies as young adults, the same exact way that he did for Adam and Eve, and in the way that he did that with Adam and Eve. Prior to the egg of the woman being fertilized, there is no conversation. Even the pro-abortionists have nothing to say, because they have nothing to say unless there is a fertilized egg sitting somewhere in a womb. Then they can talk their belief. Those that are anti-abortion have nothing to say if there's no egg present in the female that's been fertilized. So nothing means nothing until the egg of the female has been fertilized by the sperm of the male, at which time you get a zygote. It's called a zygote, or a fertilized egg. If left alone, that fertilized egg, that what then becomes a fetus, will become a human if left alone, saving, you know, some disease or accident with the mother, but left, and so when I say being left alone, I'm saying free from disease, free from accident, free from anything that could be interjected there that would result in the fetus not being born. When an egg is fertilized, left alone, will result in a human being. Unless you have a fertilized egg, there's no conversation. There's nothing to conclude. So, since our teaching and belief and all biblical principle points to the fact that the spirit in man enters into the fetus at conception, even science backs us up on this, as it you can see countless papers and books on the development of the fetus, on how babies that are in the womb develop language and responses to words and music. There's countless stories on these situations where babies are born, music is played that was played to them while they were in the womb, and they react positively to it, having heard it before. This could only be possible if they had the spirit in man, which gives them the power to think and to record and to hold memories. And so it seems that science is even backing up our own spiritual teaching that the spirit in man enters the baby or the fetus at conception. That means that all human potential begins at that moment, conception. And God, being the merciful God that he is, would not allow a third party, be it the mother, the father, or somebody causing bodily harm to the woman, to let that life die. So if we were to think the other way, we would say, well, this, we have a pregnant woman here, but a man breaks into the house and shoots her dead. So by virtue of sin, by virtue of a third party, we have lost a what would have been a potential human being. Do you think God is going to allow that? If life begins and the spirit in man enters in the fetus at conception, which is to say, now left alone, we have a potential being for the kingdom of God. Do you think Almighty God, the greatest power in the universe, is going to allow something like that to end what he has begun? What does it say in the Bible about God beginning a project and he will finish it? Clearly that encouragement that we get is on a spiritual plane, but why would it not also be on the physical plane? We do have a verse that he says he's going to put everything back the way it was. So, again, he's not allowing third parties to interfere. Take a look at our healing doctrine. All that man has done has caused the sickness. God will heal everything. Everything that he's doing in the salvation process and the history of man and new heavens and new earth and the restoration of all things, that's all about healing. And why does God have to spend so much time healing? Because third parties, that is, man, has brought in sickness, sin, disease, and all of these things that have harmed or destroyed things that he, God, has set in motion. The chief of these would be conception. Because what is God doing on this planet? Why did he put humans on this planet? Because he wants to add to his family. How does he begin the process of getting an individual to his family? Conception. So he's not going to allow third parties to come in and destroy that. Therefore, it's overwhelming, both from what we have from science has to offer about what's going on in the womb from conception, plus all of the biblical concepts that we know, and all of these verses that I've related to you, that yes, stillborn and aborted babies will be in the resurrection. We even have insight to exactly how he's going to do that.